Ford Aerospace people before they got their name changed and got merged into something else. I'll get you another.
Bye.
I went and visited them almost 6-7 years ago while I was still at NASA headquarters. And they showed me how they were proposing to the Intelsat people for their follow-on spacecraft. And they were coming to this very approach, like the automobile industry, just-in-time, that kind of approach, and depending on your supplier to do all the proper testing, and you don't have to retest everything yourself, and the lead time has reduced. In the old days, 5 years was a typical time. Now it's 18 months they are shooting for, 18 months from concept to actual flight. And some of that iridium types, you have to give them credit that they built so many dozens of these satellites that they could do it like an assembly line, build them fast.
Sure.
Now, Hughes has done the same thing at a bigger scale for their model, they call it HS601, and now they have a 700 model, where they got about 40 of them on order. Recently, there were only 10 or 15, and more and more. So they've got it all down pat, so they know how to build it and how to modify it for each customer, put a little option here, change the antenna shape or size or whatever. So things are done faster, they cost less, they're able to serve a diverse community, a wider market. So if you have 100 or 1,000 of users.
Now, you didn't probably envision that. Did you envision that in the early years?
Because
you were probably designing for really centralized, like television broadcasting, like that, where it goes up and.
We did that kind of thing for bigger ground stations, but then later on the emphasis was reduce the dish size. Like you remember 10, 15 years ago, you used to get a kit for $4,000 or $5,000 to put in your backyard with a 10-meter antenna. Now you can do it with an 18-inch dish or 13-inch dish. That kind of thing, people did envision and talk about, but not on this scale. One of the things I guess we all have to recognize, acknowledge, that the space activity is not as much a one-man and visionary thing as the old days. Like Wright Brothers, that was a unique thing. Or Van Karman from JPL, for his launch, or Von Braun or Goddard. Those are the guys who were really visionary and actually then did something with it. Nowadays, there are some people who are just bring up the concept, and thousands of other people have to get involved, and then even the concept teams are involved. It's not one individual. Maybe we give credit to some guys at Iridium, for example, for having stuck through and gotten the system, but even there, the seeds were there even 15 years before. People knew that there's low Earth orbit satellite. We'll need many of them. People just didn't want to put that many. These guys said, well, let's get $3 billion and let's put that many satellites. And so they